November 1833. The butcher Heinrich Brunner in Hohenems writes to his sons in Trieste. Jakob and Mordechai Marco have opened their trade business in textiles and colonial goods in the Austrian harbor city. Wilhelm is still taught at home and fighting with the French language.
Hohenems, Wednesday, November 20th, 1833. Beloved sons, your kind letter from the 11th of this month has been welcomed here with pleasure. We see from it that you are well and healthy. From us, too, I can only report the best. Dear Jakob, with me, it's like you. I don't have time to write. I don't know much to write, only to reassure you, so we respond quickly to your letters. There is not much news here. What happened in Switzerland, you already know, because the Freya already told you about it. There probably was a reason for it. He says there is no risk in it, but it seems to me it wouldn't end well, because they owe them a lot of money. There is talk of 30,000 gulden, and they don't have cash to close the case. That's the biggest problem of it, the Freya said himself. About the red calf skin, you can't do anything in Switzerland. I can't help you with advice. But if it matters, write to the big leather dealer. You will be better informed than me in the case. Dear Mordechai Lee, I also want to tell you about my business. I have to say that though the butchering business slowed down so much, I can't complain. There's up to one ox per week to butcher, and I always earn something with it. Last week I had a cow from Eberen in Meiningen. There was no cow like that to butcher for years. I earned 25 gulden extra for this. Dear Wilhelm, please write to me how you are doing, learning the language, and write to me how it could happen that you left your travel bag and how you got it back. I stay your faithful father, Heinrich Brunner.